A grave. It was dug up for evolution.
Answers with Ken Ham, co-author of the new book, Darwin's Plantation, Evolution's Racist Roots. Well, Ken, that sounded kind of disgusting. Why would anyone dig up someone's grave in the name of evolution?
Well, it's a well-known fact of history that Darwin believed that the Australian Aborigines were the missing links between humans and apes. But there's even more to the story. You see, the first English governor came to Australia in 1788, and on a return trip back to England, he took a couple of Aborigines with him. When these Aborigines arrived, an English newspaper reported the event this way, quote, "They appear to be a race totally incapable of civilization. They are from a lower order of the human race," end of quote. One of these Aborigines eventually died, but later his body was dug up from its grave and stolen by Charles Darwin's grandfather. It was stuffed and eventually exhibited at the Royal College of Surgeons. You see, Darwin's grandfather was also an evolutionist, and he obviously influenced his grandson with evolutionary ideas, which he then popularized. No wonder Charles Darwin had such racist attitudes towards the Aborigines. You know, it's so important to tell people the truth about human origins. We're all one race descended from our father, Adam, so we're all related, just as the Bible teaches.
Ken Ham has much more to share with you regarding the origin of the different people groups. For some fascinating reading, get a copy of Ken's free booklet on the seven C's of history. The booklet's free at AnswersRadio.com.